Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in, and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a first-time listener, my name is Peter Mingles. We started our radio show lots of years ago. I think it was like 2012 or 2013. Who remembers these things? But I do know that when I first got started with Building Fortunes Radio, I wanted to be able to have a platform and a microphone for people doing things the right way in home-based businesses. So one of the very first people that I called and said, we're doing a radio show called Building Fortunes, was Darlene Sartori. And her name still is Darlene Sartori. We do a lot of things together relative to building home-based businesses. But I'm really always been fascinated with Darlene because one of the things that intrigued me when we first met, and that started off as a referral from a customer, is she was always very inquisitive. How do you do this? Why do you do this? What's the game plan for this? So she always pushes me and stretches for, you know, some of the reasons why in both short-term and long-term goals. When we started doing the radio show, I learned a lot more about Darlene's level of knowledge and her level of experience. So this person has decades of education that she can share easily with other people. So she is just amazing, and you probably want to take note of some of the previous radio shows, because even though they might be previous radio shows, it's not like a news broadcast where some of the stuff might be old. A lot of the stuff that Darlene has gone over before is classic. Like, this is the stuff you need to know, and you could listen to this 100 years from now and get great information. So there's lots of sources and resources and authors and thought processes, so you want to pick this up. So she also runs idealnetwork.biz. So that's a website. So idealnetwork.biz, if you go there, you'll be able to hear that as well. And one of the things that she's been doing is helping local people as well as people in the United States through home-based businesses, as well as stuff that people just need for existence and a sustainable life. So she's the gal who's helped the person that might be down on their luck in their local town, or maybe somebody with disabilities. And she's helped her own family members as well. And through the years, as you listen through the radio shows, you'll hear that sometimes she was almost like an empty nester, and then sometimes she's a full nester. And somewhere right now, I think she's a little bit in between. So anyway, so that's enough. And Darlene's had a wicked day yesterday with doing some stuff with Indiana elections, because she's active with just about everything. So she'll probably share a little bit or a lot of what just happened yesterday as well. So, Darlene, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you much. Yes, I feel like I did my civic duty yesterday, serving at the election polls. In Indiana, the elections was primarily just for those inside a city limit or a town limit. So there were very little county things going on. So we shifted here in Princeton, Indiana, from a Republican mayor to another Republican mayor. And I think most people are extremely happy with our new mayor, Greg Wright. He has one of the things that I like about him is he has a private museum. And, of course, that's one of the things that I really would like to have, more private museums, especially family museums, which is one of my little things that I would like to promote more of, is because so many people in today's world do not appreciate the things that had value to the last generations. And, you know, right now in my own family, you know, I'm dealing with that. It's like I've got a whole house full things that have come from my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my mother, my brothers and sisters, and things that are just so valuable from the things that we've collected around the planet. And remember that we lost everything in a fire in 1977 in our home. And so it makes it much more appreciated when you're realizing you've had a tragedy where you've lost everything. And that has a lot to do with what we're seeing in the elections. And although I feel like that in the small community that I'm the precinct committee person for, that we had a good turnout. There's only 146 on the registered voter for that specific in town, which, you know, there's a lot more people than that live in that town, but that's the registered. And of that, almost half did show up for an off-lake session. We say, you know, election, we say, well, that's pretty good. But at the same time, it's challenging for us to see that people are not getting out and going to the polls to protect their rights. And so I have a little saying that you haven't got a right to complain about anything if you're not at least participating in the electoral process. Because we are a representative government, we are a representative republic, and we are supposed to be selecting people that are going to do things that represent us, that stand in place of us, that would be voting for taking actions if we were the same person doing it. Will we always agree 100%? Never. We always have different opinions and et cetera, but that's what makes a republic system work. So, again, I'll get off my high horse on that part of it and slide over into sharing a little bit of where I'm going with what I'm doing at the current time. Remember that what I am looking at doing at this time, remember my birthday was in October the 5th of this year, of 2019, and I turned 75 years old at that time. And my question has been, what am I going to do with the next 25 years of my life? What is it that I have done and looked at in my last first 75 years that I can take and hone down and make it so that it's easy to pass on? And so what I have done and made a decision that my first focus is going to be on something that I've been doing for a long time but not really formalizing it into a project with a title on it. And several weeks ago, I came up with the name that I would like to begin calling these, and then breaking it down into components. And one of the main components that I've been working on for several years now that has actually caused me a great amount of suffering, especially among those who don't particularly want to see a correction in this realm, is what I'm calling the evil zappers, E-V-I-L, zappers, to zap evil away. And I was having a conversation even today with one of my partners here about this dynamic of evil and how people don't seem to realize that anything that is the opposite of the ability to live, L-I-V-E, is evil. If it's not life empowering, it's evil. It has nothing to do with a quote unquote devil, if we want to say there is an evil person. This has to do with anything that we are making a choice of that is not life empowering. We are our own responsibility to take care of ourselves. And as parents, the first job of a parent is to teach their children the things that might do harm to them. First, do no harm. So one of the biggest, quote-unquote, evils that we have in today's world is caused from the lack of self-love. And so I have been working around how do we begin to build this ability to be our own best friend. And Terry Greco and I were talking this morning. Terry and I get together usually most mornings and go through some of the things that we need to pay close attention to. There's a few things that we are watching on a global scale and seeing, you know, the choices that we need to make on a larger scale as well as in our personal life. And she was the one that really kind of brought me to this topic of going ahead and fleshing this out. And actually, it's category 2 in this Addiction Zapper program. But I want to flash forward to that one because it really is a foundation. Well, maybe I need to go back to category 1 and say, okay, category 1 is simply join the Ideal Network. You know, join this life-empowering movement. I call it Join I Choose to Live movement. Because the first thing that you have to do is realize you have a choice to make. Are you going to live or are you going to die? And most people, you know, they don't get that. They don't realize that we make a choice every moment of our lives to take our next breath or to not take our next breath. And this gets into a little bit of, controversy and et cetera, but just go with me, go with the flow, accept that as category 1 is to learn and do. This category 1 is to join the I Choose to Live movement. If you're into death and dying, forget it. I don't really want to have anything to do with you. Okay? And then I can hear somebody out there saying, yeah, but you're never going to get off this planet alive. Oh, really? Okay, that's your opinion. Okay, maybe you're like I am that thinks that, you know, you might just transcend. We are nothing more than energy forms changing form and function. And when you begin to comprehend that I am an energy source using a human body, you realize, yeah, the human body might go away. It changes into another energy form and et cetera. But my energy lives forever. So when I say, what am I going to do for the next 25 years? I have no doubt that I'm going to be doing something for the next 25 years that I'm going to be conscious of. And that's kind of the difference between what we accept and what we reject is to what part of energy consciousness do we sustain after we decide to lay down this physical body. By choice or whatever other way it might be. So that's the first thing is to actually category 1 in this addiction zapper or any kind of zapper that you're working with. And I'm going to be working primarily with two groups to start with, those who have an addiction and those who have a debt problem. Okay, because those are tangible things that we can deal with. Those are situations that I can help an individual very quickly be able to overcome these two challenges if they will do the process, if they will do what's needed to be able to achieve the desired result. And then category 2 is what I'm calling the A to Z meetups. This is where you're going to learn how to do both internet and local community meetups, and it's where you're going to learn the IC, that's I and then C, capital C, but it's also I see, I visualize, I see ideal ways to live, which includes to know the self, to know the nature and nature's laws, along with how to identify and zap evil so as to see the integrated certain way to live in ideal conditions. Well, this I See Way is also known as our creator's ideal way to live. You know, and this is where what I started with this topic just a second ago was I treat myself as a beloved friend, not a stranger. Before I do each action, listen to the answers to the self-knowing questions like, what I do, would I do this to a beloved friend? Would I do this to a beloved friend? Before you take an action, would you do that to a beloved friend or would you not? And then ask yourself, am I my best friend or my worst enemy? That has been a favorite one that I have used many, many days is, am I my best friend or am I my worst enemy? I don't blame somebody else for things when things don't go the way that I would kind of like them to do. I turn around and look at myself and say, was I being my best friend this day or was I just my worst enemy? So it's all about learning how to live with grace, elegance, and ease. You've often heard me say that. Well, this ideal system that we've put together is really very easy to learn by learning that the ideal projects is an area that we've worked very long and hard to put together those projects that could help you with being your best friend, beginning with the Building Fortunes program and the projects that Peter has put together on this radio show and other things he's done is he's bringing the best of the best together so that we can learn from each other. And this is part of that ideal system. Another part of this is what we call the GRACE system, G-R-A-C-E, and that stands for grace, responsibility, attitude, control, elegance. And if we understand that those words have a powerful meaning on whether you are loving yourself and being your best friend, or are you a stranger to yourself and you really don't know why you do what you do? So remember, I've talked forever, ever since we began this project, about the word ideal. And there's many, many words that we associate with the letters I-D-E-A-L. You know, I do every action life empoweringly. I do everything around life, and then all the L words that we talk about in the very beginning of introducing this program, you know, love and, you know, of course, life. Everything is done around life, love, light, laughter, and legacy from the fruits of my labor as I learn and live as wise life and land stewards. So if you start putting together and stringing together your mission, why is it that you're here? Why do I want to be my best friend and not my worst enemy? And the question is, what direction am I heading? Do I embrace and engage actions that empower abilities to live free from evil? You know, another word that I use in talking about ideal is also, I defeat evil as Lord God shows. So that's the ideals. That's putting that being shown. So you look at that, I defeat evil as Lord God shows. You know, our creator, whatever you want to attach that creation from, gave us a DNA code. He gave us the ability to live and to identify through by having a family, a community, and et cetera, to learn how to identify what is life damaging, what is life harming, okay? And then the next category that we call, and I'm calling these the learn and do categories, is number three. And number three is to accept the facts that, one, by the power granted from my creator, I make choices to live or not. Two, as the family goes, so goes civilization. Three, Gardens provide the best system to learn the art of living in a family home and community. Thus, our vision and mission is for every community to have a sound, ideal family foundation and services to facilitate learning the life skills required to achieve and receive the blessings of living in ideal conditions. At whatever age I am, I learn to love to live. I create safe Liberty Zone cafes in my home and workplace so that we are able to enjoy, to joyfully interact and share information in peer-to-peer relationships. I learn how to create a safe, comfortable space wherever I might be, so that I can enjoy a warm cup of lemon water with 5 to 10 drops of Quanta Water Catalyst several times throughout the day. As I sip this cellular hydrating ionizing drink, I feel safe in this body in which I live, love, and have my being and move. As I relax, I consider with fully integrated honesty the vision I see for myself as I live on this planet. Am I appreciating and enjoying selfhood? Why or why not? And then I talk about journaling about our thoughts and our feelings throughout our life. And this is something that I feel like that we often forget. I know I stopped doing it often, is stopping the journaling, although I create notes here, there, and yonder that I can eventually pull together to create and catch up on that. But I feel like that often that it's one of those very important things that we need to learn to do is to journal and keep a record of what we've done with our day, with that 24 hours. What did I achieve with this 24 hours in the day where I did random acts of kindness for myself and for other people? The other day, I had a low tire on my car, and when I came out of the grocery store, I noticed how low it was, and my concern was, oops, I got to get to a gas station really quick where there's some air. And another gentleman came out right behind me, and he says, ma'am, you see you got, I said, I know, a flat tire. So I got in my car, and I loaded the groceries and got in my car, and fortunately I was only about 3 blocks from a gas station. I'm thinking, okay, I won't more than tear up the tire making it that far. So I pulled out and drove very slowly, and I noticed there was this car behind me, but I thought, well, nah, I'm not going to pull over and let this guy around me because, you know, I got to keep this thing going as straight as possible so I don't tear this tire up any more than necessary. So I got to the gas station, and I pulled up out there, and there was somebody else already airing up their tire, so I had to wait. And as I turned around, this guy says, I've got a tire gauge for you. And I turned around, and it was the guy that had walked out of the store behind me that noticed. And he was such a kind person, he decided he was going to follow me to make sure that I made it safely. That's what we call random acts of kindness. I didn't ask him to do that, but I certainly was appreciative to have somebody that it was getting pretty chilly out, and I didn't have a gauge. I would have had to have done it from just guessing. And so we did all of my tires. We aired that up, and fortunately it has stayed aired up since then. So I don't know whether it was just something that, you know, maybe a prank, if somebody let some air out of my tire, or whether it has a slow leak. So I need to keep a close eye on it because I've not had an opportunity yet. Now, if an emergency had happened, yes, I would have gotten that tire changed pretty quick. But so far, I've not had to take the time to get it taken to the shop to check out. But guess what I have on my docket for tomorrow? You know, I had it on today's, and I'm thinking, no, it's still doing okay. I can see it from here, and it's still not gone down. So it's one of those things. I'm taking a little bit of a risk, but it's one of those calculated risks that I love myself enough to stay in the house today at the office and work on this project of pulling together these categories and reducing it. So we've only got a few minutes left. Category four is to learn about the Dr. Carrie Green's RBTI, which is the Biological Theory of Ionization self-testing. And this is the one that showed that lemons are the only ionic fruit on the planet, and we should be drinking lemon water, should be one of the ways to hydrate. And, of course, now we're combining the lemon water, the real lemon water, with the Quanta Water Catalyst as a regular part of our daily consumption. And one of the things that I found in everyone that I've worked with that have an addiction, a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, et cetera, is their cells are not properly hydrating. And so this is an area that I desire to really work with individuals to help them to understand how to be able to easily get off addiction. So that's an area that will be part of. And, of course, it goes along with the Youngevity and the Lore Life and other products that we work with. So that's, again, the learn and do category. Category five will then move you into understanding and being an active part of the correcting time events, and I go into that a little bit more deeply, and maybe next week I'll talk a little more about this. But this correcting time is about identifying things that are working against the family, and begin to work to heal the family, creating the ideal family. And we start this around music. Music is our universal language, and we learn how to create families of musicians. And we're finding that in the recovery process, when we incorporate music into a family's life, especially nice gospel musics and uplifting beat musics that are life empowering, and then putting together the 12 Steps to Compassionate Life course, we've really found that in that category five, people are really making some major improvements in their life. You just got to remember that, you know, music is a universal language, and we need to learn how to create families of musicians. And one of the people that leads this part of that category is Bruce Jackson and other musicians that are working with the Arantia Movement and the Art of Living lectures that we do. And I mentioned some of these things that we did at the 2019 August Urantia Midwest Conference in Norma, Illinois. And so we are pulling together those elements of family musicians and how to do that. And so he's working with us on that, and I could talk a little bit more with him. And then in category six, you're going to be really learning about family team working. And that's where we're really, really going to be working with healing the families and et cetera. And we will use Mike Robbins' work. Mike Robbins, you can go to Mike-Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, Mike-Robbins.com. And he's the author of four books, Focus on the Good Stuff, Be Yourself, Everyone Else is Taken, Nothing Changes Until You Do, and Bring Your Whole Self to Work. And so we've chosen those four books to work with. He's been extremely very forthcoming in his life, and he has a blog. And one of the things he said in one of his recent blogs is, whether it's an organization of three people or a group of 3,000, teams thrive when everyone does their part and every role and person is valued and appreciated. And I think that is really the key to everything, is that valuing and appreciating both ourselves and everyone else for whatever roles they might be playing in life, whatever they might be doing, even those that are right now doing evil things. Because it sometimes, when we see evil out there, it tells us what not to do. So if nothing else, sometimes a person is showing you what not to do. and you can be grateful for that person showing you, maybe you shouldn't jerk that child around in the store, or maybe you should be a little more kind to the person that's in front of you in the store, or just again like the gentleman that was doing the random act of kindness. So we need to really pay very close attention to the things that we need to zap out of our life, and those things that we need to embrace and engage with. So I guess I've run out of time, Peter, so back to you.
I had myself muted out as I could take some notes. So as you can hear from Darlene Sartori, she could teach you everything from simple everyday stuff like how to handle a flat tire to everything like deeply philosophical, pretty deep stuff. So you want to listen to this stuff again. And there is a couple of words that you have mentioned in there that are whole entire topics, the Arantia papers and a whole bunch of other things that you had mentioned. So for those people listening in, make sure you check her out, buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, or Ideal Network. Both of them will get you to the same place. So look under Darlene Sartori. And then probably the most important part is make sure you reach out to her and contact her. You can do that on the guest pages and work with her and her team towards developing that ideal lifestyle. So we will catch everybody next time. Darlene, thanks as usual for everything, and we'll speak to you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.